The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
It is good that we're gathered here together here as our peace family, especially in light of the week that we've had. We gather here this morning with saddened hearts, and there's no doubt about it. We just got to talk about it and admit it and express our own grief that we're experiencing. In case you didn't hear, we're sad because Tennille Holroyd, our Sunday school superintendent, died this week, Thursday morning, suddenly. And she was here at church last week leading our children, and just with an overwhelming infection that she had, it took her life. And so it's good that we gather, and we have times that we support each other, and we gather for fellowship. And of course, next Saturday is going to be the memorial service for Tennille. And probably one of the best ways that we can show our support for that family is our presence and our prayers as well. So it'll be 11 o'clock next week, and Ellen's got some information to share. She'll share probably at the end of our announcements here this morning about ways that you can help and with that service that's coming. Some announcements to share of services that are coming up. Next Sunday is All Saints Sunday. And that's a special service here at Peace as we honor those and remember those who passed away in our Peace Lutheran family and extended family. If you have someone that you'd like their name listed in the bulletin, they may not have passed away this last year, maybe previous years, that's okay. Send that to Sandy, our secretary, or myself, and we'll get in the bulletin. We're going to have a time where we ring the bell during our worship service next week. That's All Saints Sunday next week. November 13th is Veterans, it's not Veterans Day, but Veterans Day is November 11th. We're going to celebrate and honor our veterans at Peace. And so Dick Abernathy has a picture that makes him look like he's 15 years old. We're going to put that up so you all can see how young Dick looked. If you have served in the military, any branch of the military, you can send a picture of yourself to Carol Gutbrod. She's put together that presentation. We're going to have that during the worship service so we can see all the people that have blessed us with the service that they've given for each one of us in our country. That's November 13th. And then I think I'll pass it off to other announcements. It looks like Peggy's ready to share.
This Thursday at 1 o'clock is Ladies Guild, and everyone's invited to come at 1, and then at 1:15 the meeting starts.
We would typically have people bring a lot of the things for the Harvest Bazaar next week, next week. But we'd like to ask that you don't do that before next Sunday, because we'll need the fellowship hall for Saturday. And so don't bring anything before Saturday. Bringing things on Sunday or after is fine. However, you still could bring things for Kay for the baskets, because she's trying to get them all put together. So if you do have things, go ahead and bring them, and Kay will take them. The other thing is that the newsletters are in your box, so if you could kindly pick them up, that would be very helpful.
And Ellen.
Right now, the family doesn't have a need for meals at home, but if you're interested in helping with that service, I am just keeping a list of names and contacts so that if we get to the point where they do need that help, then we know who to call. But for now, the service next Saturday is going to be a big one. There's going to be a lot of people here. And there's a sign-up sheet out on the narthex if you'd like to bring food, sandwiches, chips, fruit trays, vegetable trays, that type of thing. Or if you want to help with the setup or the cleanup afterwards, that would be really appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. Joyce, come on forward. Joyce has an important announcement to make.
This is going to be a little different than some of your other announcements. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Joyce Long. I live in Alpine, and I've been coming to Peace for about 7 months, I think, now. 7 years ago, I began a spiritual journey. And during that time, I almost died. I had a double pulmonary embolism and almost died. And that began kind of a spiritual journey for me. But during that time, though I had known the Lord before, this was kind of a reconnect time for me, especially this last year. And this during that time, I lost my dad, my husband, and my mom, and had some others. Pretty significant trauma and experiences. I joined a club that some of you joined this week that nobody really wants to join, and that's the Grief and Loss Club. And that's a tough place to go, but you're not alone when you go there. I want to share this with you. You have a smaller version in your bulletin, and this is something that God laid on my heart, and I brought it to Pastor a few months ago. And it's primarily for women, although I have said I won't turn a man away. We're starting that this week. Carol is going to be co-facilitating with me. It's a facilitated group. And that's something that's really special to me and on my heart. I don't claim to know all the answers, but I know this. I know that God is good, and I know that he's with us, even when we don't feel his presence. There's one scripture that I want to share with you. It's 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Sorry, I was trying not to cry. It's been a difficult week here. I feel like this is my family. And I want to just invite you to come if you see an area that you want to join with us as women and share our brokenness, share that part of us that needs to heal. That I've found is where we can heal together. So, thank you.
Thanks, Joyce. Yeah, just an excellent ministry. Thank you for sharing your heart this morning. That's going to be the first and third Thursdays of every month from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. A really important time set aside. Today is Reformation Sunday. Some of you may think this is the excuse to wear that one piece of clothing that's red in your outfit. Actually, Reformation Sunday is really, the timing couldn't be better, because Reformation Sunday is about keeping the main thing, God's gift of grace. So we're going to talk about that and encourage one another as we receive the forgiveness of sins through Jesus, the promise of eternal life, and as we hear the great promises that Jesus has for us, even in the midst of death.